Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, welcome to the future, Life Success Radio. Let's get serious and have a real conversation. That's our continuing theme. Life Success Radio is sponsored by Reality Books, publisher of Booker T. Washington and the Black Revolution. The book is authored by Professor Marshall Cavendish Washington Musa Abui, who is the senior great-grandson of Dr. Booker T. Washington, founder of Tuskegee Normal Institute, known today as Tuskegee University. My name is Haleem the Dream Builder, Doctor of Self-Esteem. And before we begin, in the tradition, I'd like to say a prayer for those, for myself for sure, but I want to say if you would like to join me, please feel free. I'm going to say in Arabic and English, and then I'll explain to you as we go further. This is the often repeated prayers in the Quran, the book, the holy book that I read, and the opening is called Al-Fatiha. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Ar-rahmanir rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Now the translation of that Arabic which I spoke from my heart, my memory, I'm going to read to you in what it's saying in English. We or I seek refuge with God against the devil, Satan, with the name of God, Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Praise be to God, Allah, most gracious, most merciful, to the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship and thy aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion of success is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen. Let it be so. Now, as I mentioned to you, my name is Haleem the Dream Builder, Doctor of Self-Esteem, and we're here this day here to interview a gentleman coming on shortly from California, a very good friend of mine. And he is a blessed man beyond measure. And he's going to talk about some things that he does. And his name is Mr. J.D. Jenkins. And he's a job developer. And he's a whole lot of other things. But bottom line, he's building economic wealth for black families to help stave off the problems of losing communities through gentrification. He's really active in doing things and working with everybody who's serious. Now, I want to give you numbers here. Like, for example, we have our sponsor's number actually for a Saturday show that we do every Saturday at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Sponsor host show in which I serve as co-host to that show. And I just wanted to let you know so that you could call in on Saturday at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, or if you're in Central Standard Time in Texas, where I'm at now, you would call at 8 o'clock. And if you're in California, you will call at 6 p.m. The number you will dial will be 657-383-0671, the same number that you got on this phone line with. And also I want to say that we also – we're having a Saturday conference call, and we're addressing a way to help prevent urban gentrification, where we're losing black communities because of people losing the economic systems or platforms in the community. So we have a conference call every Saturday at East Coast time, 1 o'clock p.m., Central time, 12 noon, and in California Western Time, Pacific Time, it's actually 10 a.m. So that number you would dial be area code 641-715-0700. And you would dial that again. It would be 641-715-0700. Then you'd put a PIN number of 294-536-pound, a PIN of 294-536-pound. Let me ask you a question now to my host, not my guest. Mr. J.D. Jenkins, are you online right now? Mr. Jenkins, are you online right now? Okay, Mr. J.D. Jenkins, are you online right now, Mr. Jenkins? Mr. J.D. Jenkins, are you online right now? Yes or no, I can't hear you. Mr. Jenkins? Hold on, I had a little difficulty, but let me just do something quickly. Hold on, bear with me for a moment here. Hold on here. Okay, hold on. I'm having some difficulty because I'm kind of like shorthanded myself today, and so I wanted to call the because I got a call in here, so I want to make sure I can at least try to get through. Who's online here? Okay. Oh, so I've lost my guest. So give me a moment. Let me just try to salvage this right quick. Excuse me a moment, please. Right. Let's see what we do here. Okay. Technology at the wrong time is going to get in my way. So I'm gonna ask God to get that delay out of my way. Give me a moment here. I'm making a connection right now, so just bear with me here. Probably another 30 seconds, we'll be on board here. Okay. finality did work out after all. So, Mr. Jenkins, are you online right now, sir?
Go ahead. I'm online now. Can you hear my voice?
Okay, well, listen. The world is hearing your voice, not just me. The whole world is hearing your voice. You're on a very broad platform here. So I want you to certainly, you know, to take advantage of the time here. We actually made introduction of yourself as a friend of mine and some things I said about what you do as a believer, a man of God that works and helps families, black families, and creating jobs and so forth. So I want you to just kind of take the floor, and I'm going to put on mute myself and just listen to you present yourself and the things that you're doing and why you committed and how you came into spiritual consciousness through your family, your mother, and the things that I know that are very, very dear to me in your friendship. So would you please share with our audience? And I'm going to put you on mute right now and just listen myself, okay?
Well, good evening or good afternoon, everyone. I'm known by the name of J.D. Jenkins. I come from two great parents, not one but two. They taught me very well the importance of being great to people. Basically, what I do today, I'm an author of the book, How to Get a Job and Play the Game to Win. My goal in life is to rebuild families, meaning that I want children, myself, and everybody to be successful. I do over $30 million a year in employment. Yes, I do. I spend my day 5 a.m. to midnight rebuilding black families and all families. I want everyone to have a job. My philosophy under the contract that I have is to find any and everyone a job in 1 to 30 days. I have a formula. I have a system. When I'm not involved in finding employment, I serve the whole family. I have baseball camps. I have basketball camps for boys and girls. I make sure they know how to coexist at an early age, not to become pro athletes, but to become good citizens from socializing and being exposed to good people. Here in the city where I live, in most cities, most children spend their day without seeing a picture hanging on the wall of families or people giving back. Myself, our goal is, it don't take money. You don't have to be rich to be nice to everybody. My success comes from everybody I help. I want them to help 10 people. Do the math. If I help 100 people today, that means 100 people have to help 10 people. My biggest thing so far this year is I teach group and individual customer service training, meaning that my training involves everybody that I help. They have to be nice in all situations for 30 days. If they fail, they have to be honest with themselves and restart their 30 days over. That's how I'm changing, especially young people, because they have so much anger. And that's how I'm getting them jobs really fast. I'm letting them know the importance of being patient, being focused, being motivated, and allowing God to live through them. Because right now I'm not speaking to anyone. He's speaking through me. That's how my approach is. Because sometimes I think it was my decision, I would be doing something totally different or going for a job paying me more money instead of serving people with a positive attitude, rebuilding families. I'm lucky because I have two great children, so I don't have to look left or right. Those two are a lot like me. They're just going to live here and do a great job in this world. They're not going to – you know, we're not different, but we understand the value of being a role model 24 hours a day, every day. That's why if someone was talking to me, I would totally respond as if God was speaking to me through that particular person that was talking. So everybody listening, basically my goal in life is to rebuild people, rebuild families, and give back and dress and carry myself like a positive role model every day. I have tons of training looking towards employment, meaning that I could come to any city in the United States of America and start a training program that will rebuild that city, that community, and family. The 1 to 30 day philosophy applies to any and everyone. I'm online. I reach out. I give back. I reach out. I give back. I constantly want to make sure everybody had a chance to be successful. I don't care if you could kill 95 million people or made a horrible mistake. Once my prison system releases you, I can promise you a job in 1 to 30 days, asking you not to return. And by asking you to help somebody every single day and become a figure in your community helps change you. I don't force church or really talk about church to anybody. I just let them know who I work for. They can work for whatever they want. My philosophy, I'm not a social worker. I am a service provider. Once again, I am not a social worker. I'm a service provider. So hearing my voice, having an opportunity to speak, I'm just doing it because Mustafa's my great friend, and he reached out and he asked me to come online at a certain time today, so I did it. Hopefully, what I'm saying, how I carry myself, influence somebody else to join in, because it's going to take a lot of us to create change, join in and begin to help in making the change. The change is created by people helping people every single day in a positive role model, meaning that I'm not allowed to vent on the freeway, vent in the lucky store, and just go out and give back. You know, it doesn't take a lot. Some people say, when do I start up? I can't point anybody anywhere, but I look like once you thought about helping, you became a helper. That's the key to this. So everybody just have to relax, have a great time, have a great day, have a great life, and knowing that the holiday season is upon us, coming fast. Everybody gets sad, mad, and bothered, meaning that that doesn't really exist. All we have to do is get up and just make sure, especially the children, are having a good time. Like on Halloween, we got to slow down. We got to be nice. We got to prepare to be nice. That's what I've been doing all day long. I see 4 or 5 of my friends in the building that I am coming at me. We do not pass each other by without acknowledging each other. I would be shocked if her hand didn't move to wave at me. I suggest.
May I ask you a question, please? I know I was wanting to listen because I was enjoying what I'm hearing. Can I ask you a question about your son and daughter? Could you please share with the audience the accomplishments of your two children there? Mr. Jenkins? Can you hear me? I was wondering if you could talk about your children, your son and your daughter. Do we have some more technical glitch here? Hold on a second.
JD.
Well, I don't know what's wrong here. Maybe it's, overloaded circuits. But anything, I'm going to... if he comes back online, we'll talk. Otherwise, I'm going to kind of continue on here. We have a 1 hour up the top of the hour, 7 o'clock, in which to utilize this service. And I want to thank again our sponsor, Reality Books, publisher, the book who published, sorry, the company that published Booker T. Washington and the Black Revolution. And I say to you, that book is actually a blueprint, not just for the past, giving historical references of things that a lot of us weren't living through, but also a roadmap to the future in terms of relationship building that would help this country be a better country. Because the fact of the matter that Dr. Booker T. Washington was working on the ideas of helping black people who were coming out of slavery to some degree to learn how to be more productive and more independent, and that's really critically important today. So that book, I want to say to you, that is a blueprint that we can utilize right now, not just a past circumstance of looking back in terms of what was the past, but looking forward with the answers that would change America and really, really make America great. Now, we also tonight, we were going to do, in which I'm going to mention that we were talking about having a conversation discussion on the positive and negative social impact of the 1960s soul music that gave birth to the black Americans' national cry and fight for freedom, justice, and equality. Now, this is going to be probably maybe a 3-session or 4-session discussion. We won't finish that today for sure. There's people that we have lined up that will be coming on board, and they'll be talking about it as musicians, as poets, as you know, entertainers and people who are, you know, like normal people who just like good music. Now, I know for sure with me, there's been a lot of songs that have really kind of got me started on my journey. And when I first began really listening to music, one of the strong music messages that really got me was a song by Earth, Wind & Fire. It was called See the Light, See the Light. And I actually was my first time ever going on a radio show to be interviewed in California at KSOL radio station, which is 108.1, I think it was, but 108 FM. And so that song really gave me a description for my future in seeing the light and moving my ideas toward the future of helping the children and the families in that sense. There's another song that talks to the same thing, is that they talk about stop looking behind you, stop looking behind you. Fame and love's going to find you. Yearn and learn is what you do. Now, see, a lot of times we as young people, and I'm talking right now as a 62-year-old man reflecting back, I never really understood those songs in totality until, like, after I grew 1,000 years old. And now I look back and say, wow, I do understand. And I thank, you know, for having a mind to be able to conceive it, to receive it, to conceive it, and then be able to share it. There's other songs that include, like, Gil Scott, Heron. He talks about the revolution will not be televised. It will be live, which is, again, an important piece. But we're not talking revolution in that sense because we're not ready for that kind of change. See, we as a people, revolution will be only an intellectual exercise. And that's as far as anybody need to go, because I love America. And sometimes America doesn't act like it loves me, but America needs me. They need you. They need all of us to work toward this goal of building a human family that in this time century can change a lot of the behaviors that brought about the negative circumstances around human suffering by way of exploitation. So we have to be examples today, all of us, because the children are watching all of us. And if we cannot model good citizenry, we are only going to make our children suffer more pain as they go through life and end up in jail, you know, and the things that happen as a result become bitter, bitter, bitter. And it's just a cyclic circle or cyclic cycle of failure. So I'm not going to, you know, subject my grandchildren to that. I'm doing everything I can to help the future of young people to become good decision makers, good leaders. And we have a program that's called the Modern Day Achievers, Modern Day Achievers. And so a part of what we're doing, I just want to say, is that we are thanking Reality Books for its sponsoring Life Success Radio in its inception and in its growth, because right now we are looking to grow in our own independent system whereby we are creating a broadcasting school internship so young people under 30 can learn the art of communication. They can know how to deal with crisis intervention, because we're going to have a call-in number for emergency disasters that may include, for example, a person want to commit suicide would call us first before doing it, you know, committing a horrible act. And calling, we'll have our staff trained, the young people who can reach out and communicate to their peers and get their peers to think about what, you know, they're doing out of really a fear of whatever they might have in their mind. So this will give us ability to be an asset to the country in the local communities in which we establish these Life Success Radio broadcast centers. the growth and development would be to have a 24/7, 365 operation, right? And that would allow job creation, career pathways, sponsorship, advertisement, and a whole lot of the, you know, what is like people in the communications industry. It's a money-driven industry. But somehow a lot of people from certain poverty neighborhoods never get the chance to experience that. So we're actually going to do something to change that. Now, also, I want to say this really hit me this morning, and I just want to share with you, you know, and I say that what God gave me, and I really know that I do receive messages and guidance from God in everything I do. And so, you know, none of us are perfect, but we have to be aware that that the ideas of serving God is a commitment, not a hobby. It's not a hobby, right? So here's what I said. When the student is ready, now typically people say the teacher will come, and that has relevance. But this morning something hit me to say, when the student is ready, life will come. Now, I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about. So I had, you know, in my journey, you know, was certainly seeking guidance to do what I felt was work from my heart to help people overcome problems of education, of homelessness, and other kind of things that affect people. And so life started teaching me a lot of things. And so it wasn't a teacher, a specific, but in general, it was life that was using all of the characters under its control. For example, life has control over us as humans because the creator maker of the universe, he has the ability to take his creation and make it do what he wants it to do and expose to us the kind of lessons that will wake us up and change our perception to see that sometimes the unseen force of good is really their true reality in which this world we live. And so I am so happy that, you know, life is teaching me how to be a thinker, how to be a person who appreciates all people, not just black people. I love black people. I love white people. I love Mexican people. I love Chinese people. I love Mongolian people. I love Samoan people. You get the drift? See, because we all come from the same family of humanity. And somehow somebody threw a monkey wrench or some poison in the drink. And this poison in the drink was like racism based on fear of a black planet by way of melanin coming from those who are dark-skinned having a dominance over those who can't produce melanin. So rather than make it a big argument today, I believe we should just let people know that the fact is a fact, the reality is real. Let's just put this whole thing in perspective, because I'd rather know the truth of matters as opposed to living a lie, because living a lie will only make things fester to a point of anger, racism, blackism, Ku Klux Klanism. You know what I'm talking about? So the fact is, yes, black people were the first people on the planet. However you want to, you know, discern that, records show the oldest in Africa, one lady by the name of, I believe her name is Lucy, was like 2 million years old. And there's others as you know, older, I'm sure, as deep as you go into the archives of the Egyptian, Egypt and Africa. And so we were saying that if we're going to be honest with ourselves, let's tell the history of reality, not the history of fantasy of what you or I may want it to be selfishly for our own, you know, satisfaction to have a presence of dominance on other people because of the lies that we have got them to believe. So the lie today, and we have to end this one, very critical, that we know that Jesus is not God and God is not a man. No way you can do that one. God is an invisible source of energy that's love that comes inside of all of us and activates our true purpose. So don't go out thinking because you are color, so color per se, like, you know, you're reflecting the image of Jesus and you say that that's God and I'm God too. Like, we might be gods of the, you know, having the light of energy put in us or the atomic particles that made us, but that don't make you the God of the universe where this is your planet only. This is your universe only. We have to share this space because this space is made for human beings who are inhabiting planet Earth, who have the ability to go to other planets. Right now, we're making efforts right now to go visit these other planets, the moon as an example, and we're charting Mars and we're probably charting Jupiter. But, you know, those are long, long-range plans, and I'm not going to go there myself. But those who want to go, you got the technology to go, go and be happy, be productive. But just know you're going to come back a little bit older because of the deep space travel. That's what I think. Or maybe you come back younger. But if you came back younger, that means that you would be able to live your life and do right by the people that you hurt due to lies that you have been telling them. Well, that's not a bad thing. But in any event, however you do, we have to realize that everything happens in due time, not because of our influence, but because of the influence of the Creator Almighty God that we call by different names. Different names. We call by Allah, we call by Jah, we call by Ra, we call by God, we call by, different names around the world, right? We should learn that one. We should learn it. And that's because the language is different. Don't make it that it's bad, right? Because speak different languages, and we're not like on Babylon Tower no more. So we understand our language is different in some cases, but it's really the same if you think about it. So I know this is a difficult one for those who still have hardened hearts, who don't want to be nice guys or nice young ladies, but want to be hardened, racist, black racist, white racist, Chinese racist, green racist, life racist. You get the drift. So no more hating. No more hating in our neighborhoods because that's what's messing our children up. So I want to say to you, this production here will soon be independently operated. And in our transition, we may end up having a new phone number. And if that be the case, just know we'll market as far and wide, deep as we can. And I still am working as a co-host with the great-grandson of Booker T. Washington, who actually has a Saturday evening program at 9 o'clock Eastern, which is 8 o'clock Central and 6 o'clock Pacific. And that is it's called Booker T. Washington Speaks, and it's a lot of different discussions where people are talking about how to change this world and make it a better place, you know, how to address issues that people are not really paying attention to, and, you know, having conversation, because that's the only way we're going to improve this nation, through conversation. It will not be through bullets. It will not be through nuclear bombs dropping, because that means we're all going to suffer. And the fact is that we have to be intellectually mature people to be able to show that we can disagree and we can still be human beings and not hate each other to the level that we want to kill each other, because that is in itself, that's the devil working, that want to make you kill your Christian brother, your Muslim brother, your Christian sister, your Muslim sister, your Jehovah, whatever the difference is that the people practice in this idea of religion. It's all the same. You might just have a different perspective, but faith will bring us home to see that, you know, even though the difference might be like a canyon of a lot of differences, but when it comes down to it, it's human being interaction that will bring us together. So don't be afraid to engage with humans like yourself. Now, okay, so I want to say that I'm not going to get our guest tonight, but we have some other people that will be coming on shortly. Not today, but I'm actually scheduling. So I want to just prepare you. The efforts with the Blog Talk Radio was actually an opportunity extended to me by the great-grandson of Dr. Booker T. Washington, and I never intended to actually be on radio. I had no idea that this technology was so broad. And now that I've been exposed to it, I am almost addicted to talking too much. Now my wife tells me, honey, you talk too much. And I understand, you know, I have to talk. That's my life now. But, you know, the point is that today in my family, it's a very much a joyous day, not because it's Halloween case. 4 years ago, October 30th and 31st, 2012, I actually slipped and fell spiritually, mentally, and was homeless in San Francisco for 4 years. And that whole episode took me away from everyone I loved, my wife, my children, my grandchildren, and my friends, a lot of them. And I just had no idea that I would ever recover. But I wasn't worried about that because I had a wish to die. And I had a thinking that, you know, it'd be better to die than to live because I had nobody to live for. But just in the midst of my being, becoming, you know, just totally discombobulated, where I becoming maybe a person that would start killing people and hurting myself, God blessed me to have some people come in my life and change my situation around. So the lesson for me, and it should be a lesson for you, is that a lot of times we have to realize that your journey of success is you're not all by yourself, right? You actually are not all by yourself. Because what happened, we actually help each other in things that we don't even know we're helping, because, you know, if I see you and I do something to help you, then I'm helping you succeed and I'm helping me succeed, even though it's kind of hard that I'm not making the direct progress that you might be doing, but indirectly I'm getting a blessing, and that's all that really matters. See, because I'd rather have a mountain of blessings and be aware of what I have, and then to have a reputation that, oh, that's a good guy. So I'm not worried about reputation. I'm just worried about serving God sincerely in everything I do, everything I do. So if you are sincere, I ask you, would you extend your support to assist me developing the young people that we call modern day achievers? The modern day achievers are K-12 education young people across spectrum of color. We call them all American youth. All American youth. Not black, not white, not yellow, not red, not brown, but all American children and young adults. Because when it comes down to it, and we have to go put it on the line, Americans will unite and fight for what's right, no matter what the circumstance. But we have to be aware that some of our leaders are not really leaders, but they're wolf in sheep clothing, and they're only there to make money through exploitation, to take advantage of the perks in this country to make their pockets full and make those who are not politically connected fight against each other in a senseless color game of differences. So don't be a fool. Just be aware that the haves and the have-nots, we don't have to be enemies, but the haves, you're making your bed on shaky ground. Because once you violate your responsibility to serve other people because you have the resources, then against the commands of the maker of the universe, and you cannot escape the wrath. You can't go anywhere to escape the wrath. It's strange that people try to run away from the wrath of God, and the wrath of God will follow you to hell. That's where you end up at, in precatory, in hell, waiting for your judgment day. And when a judgment comes to you, you'll get it now in this life, and you'll get it now in the present, which is this life, and you'll get it in the future, which is when you die, you'll get it. So you cannot escape judgment, and you got to be aware that if you don't empower your own children to the good characters, then, of course, now you have no legacy to leave behind. Just failure, a record of failure. Maybe something I want to share with you, because a part of what we have for supporting the financial growth of Life Success Radio, we actually are doing a telethon that's being marketed from a federal holiday that was given to Dr. George Washington Carver in 1945 by the 79th U.S. Congress. Now, this particular holiday that I'm talking about, it was passed under a law called Public Law 290 or 290, and the 79th Congress had written this law. It was signed by the President Harry S. Truman, mandating that all federal buildings fly flags in half staff, which is presidential. Now, this was given to Dr. George Washington Carver for what he did to help our country live better, eat better, and prosper from the new inventions that he bought that were shared with all Americans without even asking for one penny. He said he did it. God gave it to him. He's going to give it away. That's his spirit. I accept that. That's what happens when you work with a God. Sometimes it's not about the idea of how much money you can make. It's about, you know, can I be of service to other people aside from just my own selfish interest? And I'm still learning that one. So, but that's a difficult one, though. It is. So Dr. George Washington Carver's federal holiday, we'll be doing a celebration nationally across America in different venues, and we'll be having a combination activities that's going to entail an award ceremony. Let me just back up first. It'll entail a flag-lowering ceremony for January 5th, which coming up in 2019 will be on a Saturday. Right, I'll verify that. But on the flag lowering ceremonies, it will be a 21-gun salute at every city in the country, including in the White House, because Dr. Carver, he did it so well that he helped a lot of people in this country make a lot of money, and the least that could be done is to share what you have earned with those who are helping the future of this country prosper, right? So it's just a cyclical cycle to be able to sustain this country and show that America is really a blessed land when it comes together and works on behalf of humanity. Now, if it doesn't do that, then, of course, that's another story, and I for sure know that God will punish those in leadership, and it might even involve, for example, we've been having storms of recent in Texas and other parts of the country, California, fire, storms everywhere, I was told that it shut down Napa, which is a very rich, rich community in Mendocino, I believe it is. Mendocino, Napa, Mendocino, where they make all this wine from grapes and so forth, and the Raiders have their training facility there. But in any event, the fire shut the whole town down. Now, that's firestorm. That's a God talking to us, right? Texas, it was flooding, and a lot of people died. I didn't know that, but that's God talking to us. Now, there's been, like, in the East Coast, the weather has been kind of really bad, and again, that's God talking. Now, if he's talking to us, or if the entity of the universe is talking to us, what kind of answer do you think we should say? I mean, we ought to think about that, right? Is it something that we bow down and pray and ask God for forgiveness so that we can live another day? Or do we just say, oh, well, that's, I don't believe in the God, and, you know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. I'm going to keep on walking, keep on stepping. Well, you know, that may be your right, but I'm going to tell you, you got children, better be careful. What you don't do for the general public, your children will be recipients of some of the things that didn't happen because of your selfishness. Now, this is how we have to think today. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's all about we, and we being the citizens of this great earth, this planet, which is a third from the sun, and we want to be aware that this third earth from the sun has some of the most talented people in the universe that we have been able to discern, that there's not really a lot of species like us that we ran across yet. Not to say it's not, but at least we know there's no predators out there coming down to get us from space, but there are predators in the country that are designing a scheme to steal your money and my money and people's life, people's properties, people's education, people's families, you know. And these are some really some underminded, heathenistic, animalistic, devil-worshipping behavior. You know, because we should be appreciating each other instead of depreciating each other. We need to appreciate instead of depreciate, because the depreciation is going to eventually cause people to become combative. Because I know personally, if you had a little cat in the corner, meow, meow, hungry, and you keep beating it upside the head, shut up, cat, intimidating the cat, that little cat is going to punch your butt out one day. And I'm telling you, you're going to jump up and slap you right in your face, at your eye out, or do something that you're going to say, okay, that cat is mad. Yeah, that cat is mad, because that cat is a human, well, not a human, but it's a creation of the Creator, and if you don't know your delicate role in being the vicegerent, the Khalifa, the Savior, the propagator of this planet, then you are overlooking the natural responsibilities, and you're accepting your instructions from the devil to do whatever you want. He tells you, the devil tell you, do your thing. Don't worry about it. Everything going to be all right. I got your back. So you think that that devil got influence, but he's only fooling you with these empty things that he knows in your soul you have desires for. And he actually, he actually utilizes your weakness to get you to respond. So you need to pray up. You need to stay up and pray up so you won't be made up by the devil. I'd rather be made up by God in my natural nature. So I just want to say to you all, I'm really kind of saddened that I'll be leaving the radio program, but I'll be leaving sponsorship from the great-grandson of Dr. Booker T. Washington, because we are growing in leaps and bounds right now, and we have a good production team professionals and equipment and stuff like that, which is all good. But I just like the fellowship that I'm experiencing with this wonderful human being that is, wow, it's kind of hard to say, but it's a man that has a good perspective, and he's never been in an inferior state of mind. He's always seen himself as a leader due to his bloodline coming from the great-grandfather, his great-grandfather, Dr. Booker T. Washington. He doesn't have no inferiority in him. And I'm going to say it like this. He has no ghettoology in his psychology. He's not ghetto-oriented. He's very much just, you know, mainstream, success-driven, military man, family man, a brother that can talk to you on any conversation, a professor that can educate you, can give you some history perspective. But he's the kind of person that you got to be so patient with, because he's going to educate you every way he can. He's going to educate you every way he can. And so I just want to say to you, as we wind down this program here, because I really like what I'm doing, but I know that the program format is coming to a new chapter. And so, as I said, when the student is ready, life will come. And I'm going to say, when the student is ready, Life Success Radio would come. And Life Success Radio has a motto: let's get serious and have a real conversation. And that is the thing we have to do. We have to start having real conversations. No more frivolous discussions. We're talking about working hard on behalf of humanity and addressing real issues that would bring us together and not take us apart. Because it's easy to make enemies, but it's hard to make friends once you make your enemies realize that you're evil, that you really don't love and care. So, you know, it could be your best friend that you didn't treat right, become your enemy and know how your weak points are and come and, you know, activate something that hurts you. So we don't want even our enemies to be our enemies. We want to show our enemies how to be human beings and respect each other's power, and to you be your way and to me be my way, and to both of us, let's make a highway to God. Okay? So anyway, here we go. So as I shut down these last few, I'm going to say that Saturday we're having a 12 o'clock noon through 1 o'clock. Actually, let me give it properly. Saturday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're having a conference call that's tied to one of my businesses that's addressing urban UBC, an Urban Business Consulting Network. We are assisting urban businesses with the idea of growing wealth so as to not be victims of gentrification. And so if you come online in a phone call, you want to dial 641-715-0700. That's 641-715-0700. And the PIN number will be 294-536. I repeat, the PIN number is 294-536 pound. And then you'll be right into the discussion. And since this is my business, you're going to have to be really attentive and listen before you start running your mouth, because I know what I'm doing. Now, I'm not being disrespectful, but, you know, you have to follow business protocol. You cannot be operating like, you know, like there's no order or structure. So Robert Rules of Order are definitely engaged. It's just a respectful way of dealing with people from different levels of understanding. So we cannot, you know, act like we know it all, because there's some things that I don't know that some things maybe you might know. And as we have a conversation, we can figure out what that is and work toward a solution, right? That's our goal. So this Saturday, every Saturday throughout time. Now I have 5 more minutes here, and what I'm going to say is this. There's a song that I wrote when I was like first became a Muslim, and that was like in 1981. And the song I wrote, my daughter brought it to my attention, and I had forgotten that I wrote it. She said, "Daddy, I remember the song that you wrote." And she started singing it to me. Wow. I said, "She remembered that?" And so I remembered it too now, and I use it quite regularly on my signing off, like I'm going to sign off right now. So I'm going to say it, and I'm not going to sing it, but here it goes. I tried to be a star, but I didn't get very far. I pretended to be a saint, but my friends told me, man, you ain't. After years of struggle and taking double, I finally came to realize I needed something more. I turned to heaven. God, the Creator, opened up the door. The first thing he did was to make me strong. And now I know that I belong on earth, so I can give a little more. That's why he opened up the door. It's peace on us if we believe that all together we can achieve. He made the earth. He made the sun. He made us all to grow as one. We got to save our children. We got to save our children. So take the time to take the time to train your mind to see the sign. Take your time to train your mind to see the signs. Don't ignore them. God is one. God is one. God is one. God is one. Until next time, tomorrow we have our Wednesday show, and that show is called Blessed to be Blessed. Talk to you later. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullah wa barakatuh.